The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
It is Father's Day on Sunday. It is the one day in the year to pat your old man on the back for a patriarchal job well done. Well, you can do it at other times as well. I never understand why we have to have just one day of the year for that. But anyway, as the traditional nuclear family begins to lose shape and blended single-sex and single-parent households now growing in prevalence, is it time for us to change, to celebrate Father Figures Day instead? Screenwriter and columnist Stephanie Preisner joins us. Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm okay. I'm a little uncomfortable with this, but state your case. Why should we change it to Father Figures Day?
Well, I was just listening to your intro there about, you know, patting your old man on the back for a patriarchal job well done. And I mean, like, if the job well done is, you know, abandonment, then I'm absolutely happy to pat my father on the back. But in all seriousness, I'm not here to take Father's Day away from anyone. I think that it's really, really fabulous. And I think that, you know, showing gratitude to people who love you and who do things for you is always lovely. It can be difficult when you're on the other side of that coin. And on Instagram, like, I remember growing up before Instagram, like in school, we'd have to make Father's Day cards. And like, I still had to do it, even though I didn't have anyone to give it to. And it can be quite difficult for people.
Hang on a second, Stephanie. Sorry. Even though your situation, I'm assuming, was known to your school and your teachers, they made you do a Father's Day card.
It was actually more that we had a substitute teacher. I didn't have the confidence to say, like, it definitely wasn't how I've made it sound there. But I did have to make a Father's Day card once. Yeah. For a father that didn't exist. But
wow.
Yeah.
Was that male or a female teacher?
It was a female teacher, but she was a substitute teacher. It was just like, this is what we're doing today. But I do think that if there was a way to have Father Figures Day, there are plenty of times that I have, you know, gotten my needs met elsewhere, whether it's, you know, from, you know, a friend's dad who I go to for advice, or who, you know, people who step in. My uncle, when I was growing up, he never, ever made me feel like they were his kids. And then there was me. We were always sort of like one gaggle of children following him, like, you know, cygnets follow a swan. But there, it's kind of weird on Father's Day to acknowledge someone who isn't actually your dad. You know, happy Father's Day, person who isn't my dad. You're like a father to me. Can be a little bit like, oh, that's a little bit. So if that was normalized, I think there's plenty of people who I would love to give Father's Day cards to if it was Father Figures Day.
Yeah,
thanks, well, you're great.
Based on your personal experience, it is a very legitimate point of view, but you do know that there's going to be plenty saying, oh, look, this is just another PC woke bandwagon. For God's sake, what else do you want to get rid of?
I don't want to get rid of Father's Day. I want to just expand it a bit. Mm. You know, it's still Father's Day, but we just put the word figures in there so that for those of us who don't have dads, we can also get involved somehow.
Okay.
I'm not saying, you know, I absolutely don't. You know, there's a little part of me, and maybe I am being a snowflake, like there's a little part of me every year on Father's Day when I see Instagram and I see everyone seems to have the best dad in the world on Father's Day, which is interesting. It's you just kind of sit there and go, oh, okay, it's the only day of the year where his absence is a presence in my life.
Well, look, I'm not going to defend you because you're well able to do that yourself. But you did start this off, albeit in a joking way, but many a true word spoken in jest. You use the word abandonment. So for somebody who has that, and I know it came out as a joke, but I know it comes from somewhere very deep and very hurt. So therefore, it is an issue and you're entitled to that opinion. The only thing I will say to you is, speaking as a father, is that Father's Day is kind of second class parent celebration day. Mother's Day is the really important one. You can get away with forgetting Father's Day. You could not get away with forgetting Mother's Day. And equally well, I think if you were to suggest this about Mother's Day, you would get eaten alive. Whereas it is acceptable to suggest it for Father's Day.
I don't know. Like, I mean, I think I feel like I get eaten alive for anything I say in media anytime ever. But I think that Mother Figures Day is also something that needs to be, like, I just think the world could be a little bit more inclusive. And if it's not on your doorstep, you don't think about it. Like, if you have a dad and you've always had a dad, you just don't think, oh, I wonder how this day feels for someone who doesn't. And it's the same for mothers. And, you know, I mean, if I cared about the things that people say when I express an opinion, I'd never open my mouth. You know, I'm just saying, wouldn't it be nice to be able to say, you know what, Mark, I remember meeting you at a party once and I was having a difficult situation and I cornered you and we talked about it and you shared your experience. And like, if that had been close to Father's Day, I probably would have sent you a card the next day being like, you know what, that thing that you talked to me about at that party, you were being a father figure. Thanks so much. I really appreciate it. But that's a weird thing to do unless we normalize it.
Oh, that's a very valid point. Yeah, and look, it has become, it is part of the greeting card industry as well. So there's an enormous amount of money tied up in this. I wondered, actually, there's even more money for them to be made then. So because there's an awful lot of people who have father figures, but they can't really send them a Father's Day card because, as you said, it's slightly weird. So maybe they could make even more money out of it.
They could, and I did see a card once that said,
well, then
it'll
happen. Then if there's more money in it, Stephanie, it will happen.
Well, if it but the cards can't come before the horse because the cards do exist. I've seen them. But until it's normalised, you're just a kind of a strange person, you know, saying you're like a father to me, to someone who doesn't really know that. And until it's sort of like normalised, legitimised and becomes common, that's where I think the issue is.
Yeah, well, look, ultimately what you're saying is that we have all sorts of figures in our lives who do kind, paternalistic, benign, compassionate things for us. And, you know, we should celebrate all of them.
Yeah. I mean, or just be allowed to appreciate the people who help you and meet your needs when the person who's meant to meet your needs isn't doing it.
OK, well, look, I think that's a very valid point. We should all, you know, all you need is love. And what is it? The love you make is equal to the love you take, as the Beatles said. So the more of that we have, the better off we all will be. But the question that you've raised here is, should we broaden out Father's Day? And instead of Father's Day, should it be Father Figures Day? 53106 at a cost of 30 cents. Let us know what you think. Stephanie Preisner, thank you. It is always a pleasure.